News, I'm Steve Hugh. More than 20,000 people packed Madison Square Garden in New York City last night for a Trump rally.
Let us start together with a shared vision that builds on American greatness. Let's seize this moment and create a country for tomorrow, the future that we deserve. Please welcome our next Commander-in-Chief, my husband, President Donald J. Trump.
And the former president sharing a message of hope with that massive crowd.
Asking you to be excited about the future of our country again. I'm asking you to dream big again. This will be America's new golden age. It's going to happen quickly, too, very quickly. Every problem facing us can be solved, but now the fate of our nation is in your hands. Next Tuesday, you have to stand up and you have to tell Kamala Harris that you've done a terrible job, that crooked Joe Biden has done a terrible job. You've destroyed our country. We're not going to take it anymore. Kamala, you're fired. Get out. Get out. You're fired.
The crowd at the rally was also packed with a lot of young people. Bo Loudon is a Gen Z influencer.
100%. I'm used to seeing, you know, the older folks who love Trump at all the rallies, but at this one, it was all young people. Every turn, there was a young person.
But some Democrats, including Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and the folks at MSNBC, were comparing the Trump rally to a Nazi rally.
There's a direct parallel to a big rally that happened in the mid-1930s at Madison Square Garden. And don't think that he doesn't know for one second exactly what they're doing there.
That jamboree happening right now, you see it there on your screen, in that place is particularly chilling. Because in 1939, more than 20,000 supporters of a different fascist leader, Adolf Hitler, packed the garden for a so-called pro-America rally. Now, against that backdrop of history, Donald Trump, the man who has threatened to use the military against opponents he calls enemies from within.
Trump 2024 campaign senior advisor Tim Murtaugh says Walz and the rest are calling Trump supporters Nazis.
Well, that's exactly what it was, and no, it's ridiculous. Here's Kamala Harris, who Donald Trump is currently beating, which means that she and her campaign are calling more than half of the country a bunch of Nazis, and yet she wants to be president of it?
As we have reported on AFN, several states have abortion ballot initiatives this November. One of those states is Nebraska, which actually has two competing measures. Chris Woodward has more.
One of the initiatives is Initiative 434. The other is Initiative 439. Talking about this on Washington Watch, Karen Bowling of Nebraska Family Alliance said Initiative 434 is common sense protection.
It's defending parents' rights. It's keeping our daughters safe. It's preserving parental notification to protect parents and their daughters. It's also safeguarding health and safety standards to ensure only licensed physicians are providing health care to women in need and in crisis. It also makes certain we do not fund abortions here.
Supporters of abortion say the other initiative, Initiative 439, is necessary to help women in Nebraska in a post-Roe world. But Bowling said it would hurt women in Nebraska.
The way the language for 439 was written, the first six words say, all persons shall have a fundamental right to abortion. All persons, that means minors, that means also third parties, so men can abuse women and even traffickers. We want to protect our children, and so that's why we have a competing ballot measure, Initiative 434.
I'm Chris Woodward.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.